By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Father, tonight we've come to fellowship with you, fellowship with one another, fellowship with the saints of old, fellowship with ourselves, our spirit, soul, and body. We've come, Most High Lord. As we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit, gentle touch, is blowing. Jesus, we believe. Jesus, there's healing in your name. Lift up your two hands. Almighty Father, we lift our hands to you. We receive the power to heal us, you will do. Say, everybody. As we worship in your presence, there is healing. Your Holy Spirit, gentle to touch, is flowing. Unknowingly, unknowingly. You are God. Unknowingly, unknowingly, my God. You are God eternally. Above your power, we want all your presence. We long for something stronger than before. We need you, Lord. If you have your presence, we have you. We carry you anywhere we go. Power can dissipate, your presence is full. Power can diminish, your presence is full. There's a fullness dimension of your presence that we cry for this Thursday. We love for you, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, praise you, the Abba, yes, you. Sulumoki, Afiboko, Fondo, Ido, Sinimoko. Sinimoko, we are there, oh, yes. Sulumoki, Afiboko, Fondo, Ido, Sinimoko. Children look unto you. Women cry for you. Men long after you. We, the called out ones, are hungry for more of you. Last Thursday is gone. Sunday is past. Take us deeper. Deeper, 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 deeper. There's something more than we have seen. There are dimensions to you that we have never experienced. Give us more, Lord. We can move to the next step, next place without you. Give us more, Jesus. We are hungry for your presence. Place your two hands on your chest, precious people. Oh Lord. Now you might touch us tonight. Now you might open our eyes more. That you might speak to us in clear terms. Oh, that your word becomes more real, more strong. Dig deep into us a well that can never be satisfied. There's something strong that we're looking for, Lord Jesus. It's a longing of our soul, it's a cry of our heart. No man, no woman, no job, no employment, no marriage can fill it. Only you can bring satisfaction to men. Fill us up, Lord. We have come just as we are, looking unto you for so many things, but we discard everything that we are looking for. We discard the pains and the health challenge and the job crisis and the troubles everywhere out there, troubles in our body, troubles in our marriages. We discard the troubles in our schools and the troubles everywhere. But we come for fullness of you, Jesus. Touch our hearts and our spirit. We long for something stronger than ever before. Spirit of Christ, let the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit fill this place. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. Surround me, oh Lord. Surround. Master. He that is sent of you speaketh your word, because there is an anointing available for him without measure. I stand on the covenant of your word. I speak as you sent me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Psalm 92. This is the word of the Lord for us. O kopo ko shidi bi kastiri bahast o kubrinis rami kambo shtira bande sibahan kadine na shana. Verse number 13, the Living Bible, if you can. Can we have the lights? Thank you. Koko shira bahkashtira bande. Psalm 92 and verse number 13. Shall we read? Want to go? For they are transplanted into God's own garden. This was a word that the Lord Himself gave to me on Tuesday for us in the morning. He said it's for us, the called out ones, for they are transplanted. Into the Lord's own garden and are under His personal care. Under His personal care. Please write this scripture down for your good. Don't toy with scriptures this season. You will have yourself to blame. These are not scriptures I'm looking for to encourage you to come for service. These are scriptures He gave with the versions. So this is clearly His intention, because they have been written, they have been gazetted, never to be corrupted. They must come to pass. For we are transplanted into the Lord's own garden, and we are under His personal care. My God, under His personal care. So there's no trouble anywhere. Someone say amen to that. There's no agitation anywhere. Someone say amen to that. There's no fear anywhere. Someone say amen to that.
If that amen can be strong, God has taken over everything. Rise to your feet, lift up your two hands and shout, amen! Listen, sir. Listen. Listen to this word of God. Listen to this word of God. For they are transplanted. You know what it means to be transplanted. Uprooted from one into another. And the reason you uprooted them, because they've been doing it themselves. They've been building their own expectation. Lord, how will you do it? How will it happen? Lord, I'm looking for answer and solution. He said, no. I took my time to transplant them. To reset. Another word, synonyms of transplant is reset. Realign them. Into my own personal garden. Hey, they are under my personal care. Personal care. This is my personal business. Your health is His personal business. Your troubles are His personal business. If you understand that you are the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. The tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. He planted you so that the glory can be given to Him. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to announce to you tonight that in the name of Jesus, that shame is over. I have transplanted them, said the Lord. I have planted them in my own, is my own garden. My own garden where I nurture and I care and I fertilize and I ensure that the watering is of heavens. The waters is of heavens. So day and night there will never be a shortage. It's a flow of His fullness upon the people, whereby in the name of Jesus, in the season that He had brought them to hitherto, they will never lack anything good in it. This is a consciousness that men must come into, because this is not the making of a man. He said it's the season of His fullness. So God becomes our focus. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks are probably gone. Don't play careless. I beg you not to play careless. Remember the instruction He gave to us on Sunday. It's time to cultivate. Be conscious. Treasure my presence. It is all that you ever have as a guarantor over everything that has for you. These are my plantings. I've transplanted them. It's only God that can transplant and you never die. Kamoshida hose bronto shira. Sikaparotokosa. Okosiha. For thus saith the Lord, they've been planted by the rivers of water. They will never wither. They bring forth their fruit in their season. For this is the season. I am Psalm chapter 1 verse 3. And whatsoever they do shall prosper. They will never wither. They bring forth their fruit in their season. This is His season. Did you see that? What a rhema word. Hey, that man, that woman, that transplanted one is planted by the rivers of water by God Himself and bringeth forth His fruit in this season. His leaf also will never wither. Whatsoever he or she doeth, lift up your right hand and speak in tongues. This is your flow tonight. Whatsoever he or she doeth shall prosper. This is your flow tonight. And then also, Shibe Radiko Pata, Igeso, Zimeni Kumbrindiesta, Piano, Piandeli Kabayaste, Esovredi Kumbregayasta. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. For we have been transplanted into your own garden. Oh, thank you, Father. No fear. Oh, Karebosha. Oh, no, Brindyadeboho. Naya Koboru. No fear, Lord. Nada ho, Kebaha. Hey. Ah, Migo Sito Sika. No fear, Lord. Oh, no, no, Broto. I am on Kabaya Dabayo. Oh, Sadayadi. Oh, why should I feel when I have you surrounded by your love? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no fear, because we have been planted in your garden. Oh, Diremo Stika Bayeke Broto Stika. You are final. The final say. Because everything is all about you. You take personal responsibility and care over us. Oh, we know who you are. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. And why should I feel when I have you surrounded by your love, everlasting love? And why should I keep what people say? They don't know what you mean to me. They don't. Write this down. The obvious are this. Number one. It becomes obvious. The obvious are this. He has so many things in store for us this season. Let these 4 points I'm giving you right now become your meditations. He has so many things in store for us this season. This is obvious. Number two. All he has said and promised, all are about to come to pass. Someone shout amen. That it may come stronger than that. All he has said and promised, all are about to come to pass. Number three. This becomes obvious. That he is all out to reveal us. To show us forth as a people to a generation. All out to reveal us. There is a spotlight on heaven upon us in this season. People will get to know us unprecedentedly. Hear me, somebody. People will get to know us unknowingly. It will just be an impression of God. It will just be an announcement of God. It will just be an enlightening of God. Hey, we never is bringing you out this season. This is the season that God will show you forth. This is the season that everything about you will come into emergence. This is the season that nothing about you shall be hidden again. If that amen can be louder, God is stepping you out. Prepared for such a time as this. I decree in the name of Jesus, by the hand of God that made all things, that there is a mind transplant. There is an impartation upon your mind that you begin to think beyond the normal. That you begin to think. Thank you. restlessness, my hunger. How can I get to a point in a week I've not read the Bible? In a day I've not read. 3 days I've not read. I'm just careless. No, sir. In the name of Jesus, my hunger for God's word must come alive. I'm not going to live carelessly. I dig the wells of my hunger. I dig the wells of my hunger. It must not go dry. 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 Every day, there's something I'm looking for. There is a longing.
I'm sorry. Your word is true. Your word is powerful. Your word is true. It is so real. Your word is true. Your word is powerful. Your word is true. My God, it is so real.
Lift up your voice. This is not the time to be quiet. It's time to make confession of your faith. It's only you that I need. This is what you must do. Make confessions. This is when believers miss it. Make confessions. There is time to pray. There is time to confess. Eko parito so. Shinda iso to. Stop. 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 Cut,
satisfaction. The word of God is my food. The word of God is my life. The word of God is my reality. The word of God is my being. The word of God is my breath. This is what I live for. This is what I stand for. This is what operates in my life. This is what produces in my life. I understand the word. Therefore, I produce after the word, because the word of God is the force for my creation. Therefore, go ahead and make creation. Make confession, my brother. Understand the word of God. You shall have whatsoever. 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 Make this your confession. You shall have whatsoever. The word of God answers for me. The word of God produces for me. The word of God aligns for me. I'm a product of the word. He's walking over my head. He's walking over everything that has to do with me. You are a creator. My brother, my sister, you are a creator. He's the word of God in your mouth. You shall have whatever you say. He's meno. John chapter 15 verse 7 says, show them, if my word abide in you, and you in me, you shall ask anything, it shall be done. Meno, abide, is an agreement. I come into agreement. That if God said it, I agree with it. There is a flow. There is a flow. This word is my food. I don't want to die. I don't want to be weak. I don't want to be sick. I take in the word. I eat. It's my treasure. It's my life. I live by the word. Victor lives by the word. Not by any circumstance. I operate by the word. Not by any situation. I know what God has said. I cultivate a word life. This is the truth. This is the reality. I cultivate a word life. I see through life. Through the word of God. The word of God magnifies all before me. I cannot be small. I cannot be intimidated. I cannot be thrown down. I see through the word. Hey! I have it as I say it. Because I'm a God kind. I'm a seed of the word. I'm an offspring of his declarations. I have it as I say it. This is the season of his fullness. I enjoy flow. It is real. It is true. This is my meditation. This is my cogitation. This is my contemplation. This is my confession. I know what the word of God says. I live by it. No trouble. I live by it. It speaks over everything. Every aspect of my life. Living or not living. Terrestrial or mundane. It speaks over everything. Over everything. Over my operations. Over my endeavors. Over my job. Over my health. Over my family. Over my children. It speaks. I speak it out. Because that's the reality. Kamayastikas. I grow into fullness. I grow into fullness because I'm completing him. I'm completing him. I'm completing him. He had pleased him that he takes preeminence and supremacy over everything. In him, in the word, I am complete. In the word, I have life. This is the reality. Declare after me, by the word of God, I rule, I operate, I enter dimensions, I own everything. Nothing intimidates me, nothing disquiets me, nothing puts me down. By the word of God, everything walks according.
according to the will of God over my life. By the word of God, I enter His fullness in this season. And I enjoy flow on every side, in every dimension. By the word of God, I have it as I say it. Because I'm of a God kind. I produce after the word. I produce because the incorruptible seed of God is in the inside of me. Because it's operative in me. Therefore, whatever I say, it comes to pass. I'm a creator through the word. I have said it today. I shall have it just as I've said. He's working for me. I enter into the reality of the life that the world produced from today.
Thank you.
into your spirit. And I decree, because the scripture says that you have the mind of Christ, let that mind begin to have operation in the inside of you, so that the words of Christ may be filled in you. In the name of Jesus, from today, your spirit is quickened by the word, thereby making your health to be radiant, tampering with every fiber of your being to the very core of your existence. You will never be empty spiritually again. You will never grow dry spiritually again. You will never experience desert spiritually again. In the name of Jesus, just as the word of God said in Matthew chapter 11, about 28 passion. Matthew 11, 28 passion. This is the word of God. And I decree over your life that in the name of Jesus, anyone that is weary, that is everybody, that is tired, you have come today to a refreshing. Because he said he will refresh you. For he gave you a promise that he is your oasis. What is your oasis? It's a pleasant scenario in an unpleasant situation. It's a place that is filled with water. Despite the dry around is a place of rest and refreshing. Jesus has become your refreshing because you've embraced his word today. In the name of Jesus, I speak by the word of God that in the name of Jesus, be refreshed! Be refreshed! Experience his fullness! Oh, if you believe it, shout the loudest amen in fullness!
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767. Or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.